The following is a RackRadioShow.com exclusive.
Welcome to the Rack Extra Reviews right here on WildTalkRadio.com. He's Rock, I'm Lindsay, and we're back with episode 4 of Total Bellas. And, ooh boy, this was a fun little episode. There was some cha-cha chemistry going on in this.
Yeah, that's a good way to describe it.
Some banging stuff going on.
Hard-hitting stuff going on.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah.
So, right. The show opens with Nikki talking about how she kind of, you know, wants to get back in shape and how, you know, the evolution is coming up, and she's really talking to her mom, and she comes up with this brilliant plan for her to be able to get in shape and achieve one of her mom's dreams, which is her mom wants to learn how to dance like they do on Dancing with the Stars. And hey, Nikki's got the in with Artem from Dancing with the Stars. So she's like, okay, I'll just text him and, you know, he can help me get back in shape for evolution and he can help my mom too. It'll be awesome. It'll be perfect. And then she admits that she usually sends him texts when she's drunk, which is really never a good thing. So anyway, flash forward to lunch with Artem where, oh my goodness, there was some looks and some body language going on. I don't want to say perception is everything because that is the whole theme of tonight's episode. But there is some heat between those looks.
Okay, so when it comes to reality television, there's a lot of awkward conversations that usually happen. This goes down as one of the most awkward conversations I've ever seen on television for the fact that nothing was said because, well, cameras are there and they really want to talk about other things, but they can't.
He was seductively sucking on a pea pod.
But they can't talk about other things while the cameras are there because nothing's happening. Nothing at all. So they just had to sit there and nod at each other in front of the cameras going, yeah, mm-hmm. So, yeah. Dating? Yeah. No, I'm not dating. You date? No. But I do get things in the DMs.
He asks her if she gets dick pics and she's like, ew, no. But yeah, there were definitely some looks, some glances. They had awkward conversation about their dating life and how she's single now and what she's been up to and what he's been up to. And not saying things are going on, but
he also didn't want to talk about the DMs that he gets. But she mentioned how he was in her DMs and that, you know, that's, you know what that's a sign for, I mean.
She just slid right on into those DMs. There's also an interesting comment made that she can't comment or like his Instagram posts because people get bitchy about her doing that, and she just doesn't like that, so.
Yeah,
and they showed some of the comments.
She gets a lot of hate. They get a lot of hate on the internet. Because, you know, anyone with a computer or a phone can just go on Twitter and say something. You don't always have to take things at face value that are said on Twitter and Instagram.
Anyway, moving on from the date, they say, hey, let's keep in touch, and they go on. And we cut to the Bellas and Brian. They're starting to train for evolution and their comeback, and so Nikki and Brian and Bree are all working together. And Nikki comes up with the brilliant idea that it's like, well, she loves working with Bree and Brian. She wants to push herself. She wants to go to the next level. And hey, they just happen to be working with Ronda Rousey right now, and why doesn't she go train with Ronda Rousey? That's a solid thought.
It's a really good thought.
So Nikki makes the decision that she's gonna go work with Ronda, which, okay, all right, that's cool. So she leaves Bree and Brian. They stare awkwardly at her as she leaves. And then Bree, as we cut to SmackDown at the show, starts pushing on Brian about his brand and his IG presence and how he needs to be capitalizing on himself and his fame. And, you know, he needs to become more of a businessman. And Brian could care less.
Brian wants no part of it. None whatsoever.
Brian wants to chill, and basically Bree is harping on him about, well, you're not going to be a wrestler forever, and you need to think about the future, which is true. I'm sure he does, but I'm sure he already has, and it has nothing to do with Instagram and being an astute businessman. He's just, that's not for him. That's not what he wants. He even goes on to say, I don't understand why you're trying to turn me into everything I hate.
Yeah, we get that later. Yeah.
I mean, Enough said right there. I see when Brian retires, he just goes off to nature and becomes one with the trees.
He's going to just work on his garden.
He's just going to work on his garden. Like, I could just see Daniel Bryan retiring. He goes off to have a quiet home life, raise his children, be with his wife. And that's the last we really see of him. And maybe he pops up in wrestling again. Who knows? But that's the life I see with Bryan. But Bree sees something different. And Johnny Ace comes by and tells Bryan that, well, he needs to post more because he's a brand, Bree's a brand, and together they're a brand. And they need to build it together.
I love Brian's comment to Big Johnny later on was like, I'm just going to bring down the whole corporate world, Johnny. Oh, God.
I'm bringing it down. I'm tearing it down one post at a time.
I mean, he's like, following after somebody else who wants to take down corporations. Someone who had his whole world in his hands.
Well, I mean, they were family for a hot minute, and
they were.
But nobody's seen that guy.
I don't know.
Don't know where he went to. No idea.
No idea.
If anybody's seen him, let us know.
Anyway,
we see Nikki and Mama Bella and Big Johnny heading to Rhonda's house. So we get a dark preview, really, it's night, and we don't really get to see a lot of the property. We don't get to see a lot of the house. Essentially, all we get to see is the barn and the goats.
Okay, there was an awkward moment when they were walking into the house, and Nikki's like, yeah, maybe you don't film here. Like, you saw it was a quick little second of it. It's like, maybe you stay back a second. She made that motion to the cameras. Like, hold on. Just hold on. But oh my god, Rhonda has a ring in her barn.
Yeah, so we cut to the barn with the goats, and Rhonda has a full WWE ring in her barn, and Nikki's like all excited because she's like, oh, it's an actual ring. It's nice to have an actual WWE ring versus one of the practice rings because it's two size, because WWE actually, I think, doesn't use a standard size wrestling ring.
They use the 20x20. What you find on indies could be 16x16 or 14x14 or 12x12, and the one shot where they were training before looked like a 12x12 ring.
Yeah, they use a larger ring. So for Nikki, she's like, oh, it's so nice to be able to be in a WWE ring. So that means that they can rehearse and they can practice in the bigger ring versus having to adjust from the smaller to the bigger, which really isn't that big of a deal, but it is if you're a wrestler, because it's all about ring presence and placement and where the ropes are and where the sides of the ring are and all of that in relation to where you are. And if you're working at a match in a 12x12 or a 16x16 or whatever it is, and you go up to like a 20x20, that can make a world of difference in terms of how you work the match.
Because it may only be two or three steps, but it's two or three steps that you're not used to taking to go do a move.
Yeah, so it can throw off the whole timing of everything.
But yeah, I love that they gave her a ring. That was awesome.
Well, you know, makes sense. She's in training. Mm-hmm. So we cut back to Nikki and Bree, and they're having lunch. And Nikki tells Bree that, you know, her plan is to get in shape again, and she wants to get in dancing shape because she believes that she was in the best shape of her life when she was doing Dancing with the Stars. And I'm sure that's entirely true. Everybody that has ever done Dancing with the Stars talks about what ridiculously good shape it puts you in when you're done, because you're dancing, you're moving, and you're practicing 6 hours a day every day. So you lose weight and you gain muscles that you didn't know you had. And your body just changes doing it. And I mean, it's like Nikki throws up a picture of her legs, you know, where they're just, her thighs are just like rock solid, you know, cut with muscle from the dancing. So, you know, she really wants to get in that good a shape again for Evolution. Like, she wants to look her best for this. And she has the brilliant idea of, hey, I can reconnect with Artem.
Smart idea.
Smart idea. She's got the in. And she also talks about her passion for dancing as well, and how freeing it is for her and how much she enjoys it. It's something that takes her out of her everyday life, which is what she wants right now. Mm-hmm. She just wants to live. She just wants to be her. She's in that phase. Bree has some reservations, and her whole big thing is that she thinks the media and the fan base in general are going to blow it up and make it into something bigger. You know, they're dating, they're screwing, they're getting married, you know, she was cheating on John with him, that kind of thing. Bree is worried about the perception of Nikki getting back with Artem and learning dance again and them being close to each other and what all that could imply. And Nikki's just not having it. She's tired of hiding. She's tired of people judging her on, you know, the timing of things. And she's basically mad at Bree for giving her shit.
Pretty much.
I mean, Bree was a little... I'm just going to say it. Bree was a little much this episode, where she's trying to assert... I don't want to say her dominance, because it's all right. But she's trying to assert herself and control Nikki's life and control Brian's life. Basically, she's taking on... She's taking over being in charge of Birdie Bee, and that's now bleeding over into her personal life, where she's trying to manage Nikki and she's trying to manage Brian.
She's trying to manage the brands.
And it's, you know... Sometimes you just gotta let it go. Sometimes you just gotta let people be people, and not everybody wants to be managed, and not everybody wants their life under a microscope. And for Nikki, and I'm gonna kind of move around a little bit, but for Nikki, it's harder for her because she was under a microscope for 6-7 years with the ex.
Yeah.
Everybody, you know, she was doing reality TV, so that made the relationship extremely public. Everybody was watching them. Everybody was taking pictures of them. Everybody was speculating and coming at her, you know, well, when are you going to get married? When are you going to have kids? For 6 years, everybody's watching that. And then they get engaged. And then it's like, well, you know, and then it got even more intense for her because now it's, are they going to make it down the aisle? Are they not going to make it down the aisle? And there were all the delays. And then finally, there's the breakup. Right? The breakup happens, and they decide they're not going to get married, and they go their separate ways, and John Cena disappears into Hollywood for months on end, and Nikki goes off and does her thing, and she eventually does come back to WWE, and she's even more scrutinized because, especially with the show, which she's extremely cognizant of this, the truth to a certain degree about the breakup and what actually happened is going to come out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that it was her choice, it was her decision, and she understands she's going to catch a lot of flack for that.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, it's basically in certain people's minds, not everybody's, but it's, you know, okay, you dicked around for 6 years with this man. All you talked about was wanting to get married. All you talked about was wanting to have kids. So he agrees to finally give you both, and you walk out on it. And people were pissed about that. And they're like, what the hell, dude? And so she's been dealing with that. She's been dealing with, you know, just trying to get through her own feelings and really where she's at and find herself again. So she's kind of at her breaking point with being scrutinized and people telling her, oh, well, you can't go to a bar and meet guys because people are going to think you're a slut. You can't go to the beach. You can't live on the beach. You can't do this. You can't do that because people are going to see it as something completely different. Instead of her just living her life, instead of her doing her, it's, well, you know, you don't want to be viewed as this because it's bad.
Right.
Well, she doesn't care.
No.
And that's kind of where she's at. She's to the point that it's like, she just wants to do her. She even says, I just want to be me. I just want to live my life. And Bree has a moment where they're talking about this.
Mm-hmm.
And Bree makes a good point. And it's, that's the price you pay for being famous.
Yep.
And I'm sorry, but it kind of is. Like, it sucks for her that she's under a microscope and she's had a really hard time. But that's the flip side to it is like you kind of rewinding back. You never had to do Total Divas, which is how this all started. Like you were the Bella Twins and you were on WWE and you had a certain level of fame, right?
Mm-hmm. But they wanted this platform.
They wanted to be household names. They wanted to be on that next level of fame. And part of that was doing the reality TV show Total Divas and specifically putting the relationship with John Cena on that show, because John Cena is a household name. He is on that megastar level echelon. So now you're putting her name with his name. They're connected, and they're connected so tightly that when it ends, it's going to take a while. And when I mean a while, I mean years to sort of almost unfuse those, because they're just ingrained in people's brains.
Yeah.
And so it's, you know, yeah, everything that she does post breakup is going to be scrutinized, because it's like you look at the stuff with Artem, for example, and you just look at the way that they're looking at each other and you're like, what's really going on here? And there were news stories that came out about her and Artem where supposedly they're dating and supposedly they're banging and they're doing all these different things together. Now, I don't know if that's true, but that happened. That was a thing.
Yeah,
so it's kind of like, it's again, it's perception.
And usually perception is reality.
It is, for the most part.
For the most
part. But anyway.
Not all the time.
Not all the time. But anyway, back to the show. So basically, Nikki and Bree are having a tiff because Bree is trying to manage Nikki and Nikki's not having any of it.
And then, so, I mean, hold on. This was the point of the show. You take a shot of whatever you like to drink because they said the word bitch. Continue. It's your weekly she's a bitch line in Total Bellas. It's a thing.
It's actually, I think we got it twice.
Yeah, we did. But
so anyway.
You at least get it once.
So anyway, so Bree's all about Brian's branding and getting him to look beyond wrestling. That's
get to the branding.
Mm-hmm.
Nikki finally said the J word while she was talking all about it. She said the J word.
She did. She dropped the name.
She dropped the name for the first time in 4 weeks. Anyway, anyway, branding, Brian, go.
So this poor man, he just wants to chill and be one with the earth and love his wife and raise his daughter and potentially have more kids. Bree, she's like, no, branding, you have to think beyond. So what does she do? She calls her brand manager.
Freddie.
And she has him come to the house to meet with Brian, which is a surprise. And I love how Brian gets on the sit down alone. And he's like, Bree does this a lot where she surprises me with things that are supposedly meant to help me. And I hate it.
So what do you got?
I want to make this point. And as he's sitting there doing the confessional, he has his perfectly coiffed.
Yeah. Yeah.
Slightly curled hair.
That was the most perfect his hair has ever been done for this show.
Ever.
Ever.
Ever. I was like, wow, they really, did they hold him down to do that? Because I don't think his hair has ever looked that good for this show.
No, it never has.
So, anyway, so Freddie sits down with them and he's, you know, Brian says right off the bat, he doesn't want to sell things to people. He didn't like to sell things. But Freddie's like, well, that's okay, because, you know, we can tie it into who you are. You know, we can tie the products to your interests. So the first thing he pulls out is a flannel shirt. And Bree's like, oh, you'd look great in that. You'd wear that. And Brian's like, And then we jump the shark. Because then he pulls out a denim vest. And he's like, well, you could just, you know, Freddie's like, well, you could just wear this with no shirt. And Brian, just the look Brian gives him is priceless.
Yeah. Like,
Brian's just like, the hell?
Yeah, this is not just a denim vest. This is a fancy denim vest.
Very fancy denim vest.
With the pre-ripped, rugged look to it and all that stuff people do these days. The look on his face was like, no. Never going to be a thing. There's also a travel bag full of goodies. We had beard butter. Beard, other beard things.
Actually, the hilarious thing about the beard butter was so Bree was like, well, but you use beard butter, you use that, or beard oil. She's like, you use basically beard products, right? That's what she tells Brian, and Brian's like, I stopped using that and you never even noticed.
And she's like, okay.
It's like awkward.
That's a big yikes right there. Yep. Big yikes.
Yep. So, you know, again, Brian, and this is the moment where Brian, after Freddie leaves, he's very polite and he says, thank you to Freddie, but I'm not interested. I don't want to sell things to people. So Freddie leaves, and Brian, this is where Brian drops the line, you know, why are you trying to turn me into everything I hate?
And you know he's serious when he goes, Brianna.
Yes.
When he says Brianna, he is deadly serious.
Yeah, it's like, just leave the man alone. So we cut back to Nikki and Mama Bella, and Artem unfortunately can't make the training. He's doing stuff for Dancing with the Stars. He's getting ready for the show, so he sends over two friends instead to help Nikki and Mama Bella. And this is where Nikki really talks about how much she loves dancing and how what a sense of freedom it gives her and how she can just get lost in it and how she really genuinely enjoys it, which is wonderful to see. And we see her working with the dancers and rehearsing with the dancers, which is fun.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have the awkward meeting, another awkward meeting between Bree and Nikki, where Bree has issues with Nikki's life choices.
Yeah.
Take a shot. And this is where Nikki basically tells Bree, I've been training with Rhonda, because Bree's talking about how, oh, you know, well, we should be training together and we should be doing this and we should be doing that. And Nikki's like, yeah, so I've been training with Rhonda this whole time. And Bree's like, well, why would you do that? Brian's going to be so offended. And Nikki's like, why would he be offended? I'm training with a woman and I'm training with, you know, I'm training to wrestle. It's like she's not exclusively, she didn't have to exclusively train with Brian. And realistically, she's going to be working with Rhonda at Evolution. So it makes complete sense for her to train with Rhonda. Like, it's a completely logical decision by Nikki, because it's like, hey, I need to get used to how you work, and I need to get used to you in general, so hey, let's get together, let's train, let's do a thing.
Smartest decision she ever made.
And so Bree's like, well, we should just train together, and she thinks she's right, and Nikki's like, yeah, okay, bitch, whatever. Second bitch mention of the night, by the way.
Yep.
So then we cut to SmackDown, and we see Brian doing a photo shoot where he's posing in his new shirt, and he proceeds to show a little ass he's doing his photo shoot.
He just turned his ass right to the camera and went, boop, right there.
Because he's like, he's standing there, and he's trying to model the shirt, and he's like, I have no idea what to do. And so the cameraman starts to, like, direct him a little bit, and Bree turns around. She's like, you just need to do this. And she sticks her ass out and puts her head over her shoulder. And so Brian does the same thing, and it's, like, just more awkwardness.
Yeah.
So we see Bree and Brian in action, them working together. He's working Andrade San Almas, and she beats up Zelina Vega. And then we go back to the home life, where we're back in San Diego with them. And she has a surprise lined up for Brian. And they're driving, and they go past a gelato place. And he's like, is that the surprise? And she's like, no. He's like, are you taking me to do more goat yoga? And she's like,
I thought about it. Thought about it long hard.
And he's like, well, can you give me a hint? And she's like, it's outside. And he's like, okay.
And he is worried.
Yeah, and he's worried. And so they finally get there, and it's a nursery. And he's like, okay. And Freddy's there.
Is he my surprise?
No. So we're walking through the nursery, and then Bree's like, ta-da! Here it is. And it's a poster in the most god-awful fonts ever. Who picked that?
What the font?
What the font? Who picked that? Okay. I'm just going to say this. There's a thing called Google Fonts. You can download free fonts for free. They're free. You just install them on your computer, and then you can have lovely, wonderful fonts that are not the basic Windows fonts. Thank you. Have to get that off my chest. There's also Font Squirrel and DaFont, dafont.com. Go there.
This has been What the Font?
It just irritates me. I hate that. I will say the Photoshop of the head onto the body was good, but, like, the font. Who picked the fonts?
Let's move past the font.
I can't. I have to rant on it for a minute. So anyway, so there's a poster called Brian's Hose, and it's Brian's face photoshopped onto a illustrated farmer's body. Almost said a farmer's daughter. That's not right.
That would have been weird.
That would have been awkward. And on the side it says, you dig it. And then the tagline is, this ain't your daddy's hoe. That was funny.
That was funny.
Brian loses his shit.
Yeah.
And he's like, he likes the hoe sign.
He likes the whole thing. He's like, all right.
Where basically they're like, okay, well, you know, you don't want to sell the stuff that they brought for him. But it's like, let's tune it more to your interests. So it's 100% recycled. It's good for the earth. You know, it's promoting gardening products, which gets people interacting. It gets people, it's educational. They can learn how to use it. They can learn how to grow their own garden. It's something that is more his speed that he can represent. And it's basically Bree saying, hey, you don't have to necessarily like sell stuff, but it's like, this just helps take the idea in a different direction. And he's okay with it. But he kind of sort of is like, I hope you realize that he's not going to do all of her ideas.
I'm never going to do all your ideas. I may like this one here, but doesn't mean I'm going to sell anything. I'm not going to be Mr. Brand. I'm not going to, like, you have 20 different things you're working on. That's not going
to
be me.
Yeah. Brian just wants to chill, I think, after he retires. He gives the analogy that he is the tree, he doesn't move, and she's the little hummingbird that flies around him. And also, Bree is totally on board for being Brian's first hoe.
Oh, yeah. And also, then they go... See, they see hula hoops, and she shows off her hula hooping skills, and then she's like, come on, Brian, do it. And he's like, no, I'm a tree. You hula hoop around me.
I'm like, aw, Brian. So we cut then to Nikki and Mama Bella. They're getting ready to do their dance performance. They've rehearsed, they've practiced, they've got it all down. They're in their cute costumes. They both look really, really good. And, you know, they call... They call Artem, and Artem's like, oh my god, yay, this is awesome, because he wasn't a part of it, but he's super excited for them. And the best part of this whole process is, while they're doing this, Johnny has no idea this is going on. No clue that this is happening. He's at the performance, and the reaction to the performance says everything.
It was legit.
WTF.
Yeah, it was, what the fuck, was his response to seeing his wife go out on the dance floor.
And then he's like, I have to get a picture of this.
Yep.
And whips out his phone.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, after the performance is over, they did really well. They're excited. And Mama tells Nikki, screw everybody else. Live your life. You've earned it. To hell what they think. You do you.
Pretty
Which
much.
Nikki's like, I'm gonna.
Yeah. And she also mentioned, I understand why you really love dancing.
Yeah. She gets it. So now here is the moment of truth. For the episode.
Mm-hmm.
So Bree in her thought process believes that she is right in the fact that Nikki should have to train with Brian and her, that she doesn't need really to do anything more that she's doing, that she's going to be able to come back and she's going to be just as good as she was before and everything's going to be fine. So we see the Bellas return to action for the first time in 3 years, and Bree has a less than stellar performance.
She had a couple interesting attempts at dives that did not go so well.
And she's very disappointed in herself. And Johnny was like, maybe you should have practiced the dive. Maybe work on that for next time. Like, it was not a good showing for her. And she realizes Nikki was right. Nikki training with a woman, training with Rhonda, was the way to go, because the division has changed over the last 3 years and you're not working with the same girls that you were working with before.
Mm-mm.
You can't get away with the same stuff that you were getting away with before. And while Brian is an excellent trainer and an excellent teacher and an excellent coach, you need to be working with the people that you're going to be working with.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to get used to them and you need to get used to their style, because you're getting in the ring. It's like, for example, they were in the ring with the Riot Squad. And I'm not discounting anybody on the Divas division, or I shouldn't say Divas, Women's division, but they're not the Divas.
Nope. They work at a different pace now.
They work at a completely different pace. It's like when the Divas were around, Natty was really one of the only, traditional wrestlers.
Traditionally trained wrestlers.
That's a good way to put it. Where she was a traditionally trained wrestler, and she was there to fill that role in the division. Now it's flipped, where the division is more traditionally trained workers, most of who have been out on the indies, two of the three on the Riot Squad have, and are coming in and working matches. Bree and Nikki, they're not used to, I think, that style.
No, because they worked a different style.
So now you're coming in and you're having a clash, and Bree is just realizing, hey, maybe Nikki was right. Maybe we do need to be training with the women more.
And that's how the show ends.
And I think Bree isn't quite done eating crow based on
the teasers.
The next episode preview.
Yeah.
So we'll talk about that next week.
But that'll do for us here. Make sure you follow us on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram at Rock Radio Show. It's at Wild Talk Radio on Twitter. Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. Twitch.tv/W2Live is our Twitch channel. If you haven't played Fortnite, remember this audience would. But if you do, use Rock and Sock in the Epic Game Store. You can get a free weapon wrap in the Fortnite item shop.
Whenever they drop the update. You can follow me on most of the social medias at Linz Ward, LANSWRD. So for Rock, I'm Lindsay Ward. You've been listening to the Rack Extra Reviews Total Bellas edition right here on WildTalkRadio.com. And we will be back next week with episode 5. Till then.